they have that going for them. Lots of red on display here as we're underway in game three from Newark. The Canes wearing the red uniforms, they're wearing black uniforms at home, and the timing on that one. Big hit there, Meyer and Doolin with a sandwich on Martinook. But that's a free in front. Doolin couldn't get control. It's still bouncing around. Still bouncing around in front. A whack at it by Meyer, but it's rejected and sent all the way down.
Well, really not much going here for the Hurricanes. Great power play in the game. A great job by the Devils on the kill.
Taylor Hall with the stand coming back to Hall. The stand coming. The shot. Shoulder save. Markstrom. His first save is a beauty. Two. Does he have that shorthanded tally? A lot. Finds Meyer at the Carolina line. His pass in front is the shot. And they score! He's here. The Devils have the 1-0 lead.
Oh, it starts with good puck movement. It's all about the breakout. Stretch the zone, and they catch the Hurricanes right at their own end, all the way up. And now watch Meyer. Great patience as he finds Heischer, and he gets just enough of that. I'm not sure. He tried to pull it back to the forehand, and it just went across the line. But a look at it right from their own end. A quick rim up the wall. Great pass. The headman play by Palat to Meyer. And Kahisha finishes it off.
That's a Kobe Stevich. He's not on the bench for the Devils to start this second period. So we'll have to look into that.
Blue line is just
away. With speed, Jackson Blake to the line. Hold. Fires blocked. And we'll bounce back to him for a backhand to save another shot. That one denied by Markstrom, and he's able to find it.
And always a little movement of his goal. Takes the shot, gets blocked, right? Everybody just lost sight of it, and then he gets two backhand attempts as Markstrom stands tall. A couple of early tests here of the second period.
Yeah, and look at this. Watch, he beats his stick. His stick is elevated in the air. He gets it. It goes through the first layer.
They capitalized on that one. But you mentioned that was the last shot the Devils have had.
Yeah, over 11 minutes of game time. They might get one here, though. Timo Meyer cutting up by his centers and in front. And it didn't go.
This game, and earlier, here's the chance for the Devils as Meyer puts it to the front for Palat. And it's a big left pad save by Anderson.
Lays it off from the angle. It's in front. Holland digging away. No whistle yet. They continue to dig. Still no whistle. Major scrum here. And the puck. Some of the fans thought it was in. Some of the Devils thought it was in.
Out in the scrum. Watch this. I don't know how many whacks they get at this night. It looks like about 10 or 15 here, and it stays alive.
Oh, you're right. And eventually it's going to come off to the side. Watch Meyer just to the left. But that puck's free. And there's the glove saved by Anderson. What a stop. As he robs Meyer of a goal on this play. The puck is free. Great job by the referee to let them play through it. And there's the save.
Wow. Fired away. Now it's a race the other way. Aho and Nemitz. Aho gets to it. Aho in! And he couldn't finish that one off as he ended up tumbling toward the board.
Well, Markstrom got the left pad down. A big saving goal. Markstrom fantastic in that second period. And here's the shorthanded chance as Aho breaks in. Going to go to the backhand, and Markstrom stays with him. Gets the left pad.
The game.
Well, you saw that last play. The Slavkovsky goal is Dylan Strome right over top of Logan Thompson.
Yeah, that's what took out Thompson. And Markstrom also had to leave that game. So, played by Jackson Blake, but now Mercer has it across for Bratt. Jesper Bratt up the right wing. Marked by Slavin. He got around him in front, Bratt! Anderson slid right across, come back out in front. Oh, he says it's a goal. They're saying it's a goal. Sutherland points that it's a goal. The net was knocked up. The puck slid across. Mercer celebrates, and the Devils with a two-goal lead.
But it starts with a rush. Yes, for Pratt. Watch this little move. A little 10 and 2 of the skates. Gets around Slavin to the net, and then Mercer, the stick lift, and there's the play where he brings it out from behind the goal line out front, and he puts it across. Great rush by Bratt. That speed, so deceptive, going around Slavin. And here's the shot. And he's watched the back of the net come up.
Just an incredible job. Bratt using his speed. Spun Anderson.
Now, trying to free it up. Game got knocked down. The puck was back out to Gostisbehere. And they'll get set up. Jarvis to Blake. Blake to the slot for the shot. And Markstrom
squeezes that one tight to make another save.
Yeah. You see Jackson Blake, he did a good job. He was looking past.
Well, both these penalty kills have been terrific tonight, but it's the poise they have. No panic with the puck. In that last play, they just move it back to Pesci, able to clear it 200 feet.
Jarvis Dahl, right back to Jarvis Dahl. Again to Jarvis. He scores! The Canes are back in it. As Jarvis and Dahl back and forth. Jarvis beating Markstrom. It's a 2-1 game.
And Seth Jarvis, no surprise on this one. Leading him offensively this season. A little give and go in the zone. And Jarvis finishes it off going blocker side. But it starts right back in their own end. Coming up with speed. They just play catch with the puck. Aho and Jarvis. Eventually Jarvis gets it and rips it home. Well, the Hurricanes now within one.
Yeah, three passes there. Just excellent execution.
Well, the Hurricanes, another chance here in the power play. It's the power play goal by Jarvis that pulled them within one.
That comes out in front. Here's a shot. Fetching up. It does not go. Marcus Gina back in front. Aho. He scores. Sebastian Aho. And the power play goal ties this game at 2 with 7:40 to play. The Canes have come back to tie.
To get another one right away. There's the play, the save. And they keep it alive. Svechnikov, great job sticking with it as he finds Aho, who puts it into the open net. And a couple of players trying to play goal, and Siegenthaler and Heischer, but he puts it by them.
Newman slips it right back into the Carolina zone, and there's Connor. And with that shoulder, they couldn't get in front. He centers it out in front for the shot by Pesci to save. Made energy dive, can't cover it up. Gets that puck back to Jarvis, into the middle, off the boot of Blake. And then gathered by whatever's at the remaining. Dumoulin is taken down. Blake gets the puck. Blake off for the shot. And a glove save by Markstrom on Kokkaniemi. He keeps it tied. With too much Canes pressure there, Svechnikov high off the glass out to center. And that will do it for regulation time. So, the first time in this series, we have overtime. Six. Have themselves a 3-0 series lead. And so the overtime begins. Brett Pesci dumps the puck into the Carolina zone. Brings it back deep for Brad. That's where Brad has it. Walks in front. Holds. Deals it. Another shot. Save made. As Anderson came out and got the pad on it. Devils get into the forecheck. Dowling. To Tatar. Back to Dowling. Spins. And tries to get it down low. Tatar is there. Sends it in front. Bastion. Jack got it. Anderson with the answer. And he covers up.
Guys are just reacting on everything now.
Yeah. Who's holding who in that one? We're both tied up. Puck comes free in front. Back in. And it's a glove. Save made by Anderson.
New Jersey back the other way as Mercer finds Nason with a quick little backhand and right into the glove of Anderson.
Right off the faceoff. A mad scramble. Chatfield trying to clear. Palat comes away with the puck. Palat centers the shot. He's your glove. Save Anderson. Hoping the Devils could catch up to it, but it's Jordan Staal instead. Palat again intercepts. A nice move. Got it to Heischer for the shot. Long save again. Rebound shot. And it doesn't go as Hamilton comes in.
Along the wall. And Staal put it up. Palat reads the play. Comes in. There's where he gets tripped up, but he still makes the pass as Heischer gets another shot away.
In the extra session. Not this time. Canes get it. Chatfield sits on the puck. And guess what? We have double overtime in Newark. Just, you know, both of these teams have played four overtime games in their franchise histories. Big hit there as Walker got knocked down. Dowling and the Devils. A good shift there, as you say, from that fourth line. In many ways, Nemitz now in. Makes the move. Nemitz the shot. He scores!
Watch this play. He takes this puck. This is the potential they saw, and he dances around, goes to the inside on Gostisbehere, gets just enough to squeak that past Anderson. Quick little shot. Oh. The blocker under the right arm. The Mo Nemitz. Wow, what a way to end it for New Jersey.
His first ever Stanley Cup playoff goal, and only his second ever Stanley Cup playoff game, is a game winner in double overtime, a goal his team had to have.
Oh, absolutely, and this is the potential they see in a young defenseman, and what a way to get your first career goal just inside.